Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Weird.
Justin is so stressed in the back. He's looking over his spending habits. He actually has his bank account pulled up with the percentage
that he
allocates towards various items in his life.
Wait, your bank does the percentages for you, or you're figuring it out? That's nice.
Yeah. On a little wheel.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I look 20, what is it? I'm 19% on groceries.
Okay.
This is my spending in July.
Hold on. We're talking to Justin about his budgeting because
he has none.
Justin, you came over yesterday, and because Claudia, who works in the office here, and I know so much about you. We see how fresh you look. We see your clothes all the time, so we see this full new outfit.
Yeah, it's a dope hat. I got a dope hat from this hat store.
It says dope, and it's maroon. And then he also has an outfit that matches the
Does
hat.
It say dope as well?
Huh?
Does your outfit say dope as well?
No, but it looks dope, Kelly. Yeah. It looks dope.
You and look I got great.
Some new sneaks, too. Some white ones.
White sneaks. So it was actually Claudia that noticed. She's like, Justin, he just got his first endorsement check.
So I was
like last
fresh
week for doing commercials.
Myself.
Yeah.
Yes. But I'm looking at my spending and it's fine. It looks so normal.
Okay.
22 on restaurants and dining.
22%?
He spends 22% on restaurants and 22% on transportation.
Mm-hmm.
So he said that's gas.
All my money goes to gas and food, which is fuel to live.
Thank you.
Trying to remember the rule when I was younger. What's the amount you're supposed to put on rent? It's no more than a third or a fourth.
A third.
I think it's a,
yeah.
Well, I don't know. I would say most people I know will spend half, if not.
Yeah, it depends.
Some people
on what's
spend
important.
All their money on rent.
I think
rent.
When you're
yeah.
going to apply, I hadn't applied for a mortgage in a while, but when I was doing mortgages, it was like 25%.
A fourth. I thought it was either a third or a fourth.
24 or 25% could go to your
mortgage. As little as possible.
My rule of thumb is pay rent first, have fun second.
So as long as
the bills are paid.
Yeah.
But then you got to make some sacrifices too. So I got to.
It was 30, Kelly.
30. Rent first.
Rent
have
first.
Fun second.
Yes.
Eat third. Or just what do you
well,
do?
Well, is it eating fun?
Yeah, I guess
it could be fun. Yeah.
What about chocolate?
Yeah, but you can eat ramen.
Yeah,
you know,
there you go.
I mean, that's eating and it's
oatmeal,
a dollar.
Canned food.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Or you go over to a friend's house hoping they're going to cook you dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to pinch and pull.
Justin will invite himself or try to invite himself over to your house. And that's when you can tell, like, he ran out of money and doesn't have food at his house, because he'll be like...
But he'll come dressed sharp.
Sharp, yes, sir.
He has other services to offer. He's always fun. He looks great. So even if he doesn't have money to offer...
Yeah, it'll be like a random Wednesday, and I'll be about to leave the office, and I'll be like, JC, I should come over tonight. You should grill.
Yes.
I should grill.
You put the idea in someone else's head.
Yeah.
But I always feel like everything's going to be okay.
Well, that's a good.
Okay.
I just swipe my card, and then we're just going to see where money's going to come in next.
When's the last time, speaking of your card, when's the last time your card got declined?
2 days ago, I needed $1.50 to get some air in my tire, and I couldn't even afford to get the air in my tire for a little bit. I called my mom. I was like, remember when you owed me $40? And she was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. How about before your interview with Khalid, did your card get declined there with Anna?
It did. Oh my gosh, we were at a restaurant and I got so declined. I was looking at Anna, I was like, are you gonna pay this meal? But then I called my mom and then moved some money over, made some transfers. I was about to wash the dishes.
And
that's never happened. Do they at restaurants, do they make you wash the dishes
no.
if you can't pay?
They might call the police on you.
Yeah, they can't. Oh, that's
theft of services.
Oh,
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, they'll keep you there until you find a way to pay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless you know, if you're regular, maybe they'll, we'll cover you this time, or they'll tell you, come back and pay us tomorrow or something.
But I'm so numb to being declined on my card now. I'm
so numb
to it. Like, oh,
that's not a good
thing. You're not embarrassed.
I'm just like, it's declined. What else is new? I don't like looking at my bank account. I don't want to know how much is in there.
You know what?
I don't need it.
Stress me out.
Justin, when I was so you, though, it was exactly the same. I mean, how old are you? 23?
Yeah.
You go paycheck to paycheck. You just figure it out.
I know. And I'm making some sacrifices now because I don't have AC in my truck. So wherever I get in this Texas heat, I have a seat sweat belt line.
It's a seat belt line.
A gross line of just water.
Half glass full.
Well, at least you're being
on
safe.
My chest.
Yeah.
What? So How much does it cost to get your air conditioner fixed?
A lot.
Well, I think they're increasing the price because it's summer and they know people are going to want it.
Hold on. Trey, do you know how much the AC in the car costs?
I don't, but I know from history where this is going and Kelly's going to pay for it. I'm going to start telling Kelly that the stuff is broken.
Kelly, yeah. I'm
have you looked into it?
You can't. You're enabling him.
Kelly.
Because this
the saddest thing, my brother, when he moved to the hell, which is Texas in summer.
Here comes empathy.
His air conditioner was out, and we didn't know it. He wouldn't tell anybody. And he was literally, it breaks my heart to think about it. My brother would take a bag of ice from like the store.
Yeah.
And would put it in his lap and would drive around.
Right. There's ways around it.
It would cool his core, you know. And I'm like, why didn't you tell anybody in the family you needed air conditioning? He's driving around letting bags of ice melt in his lap.
That's genius
heartbreaking.
Right there.
That is pretty smart.
That's just a different way.
So by Justin,
was he spending $5,000 on the company credit card?
Justin, I have a huge ice machine. Yeah. I'll give you plenty of bags of ice.
Some ice packs.
That's like, you could die. Why don't you go, instead of getting a new outfit, go get your air conditioner fixed?
Yeah, why haven't you even looked at how much it costs?
This check on Friday is going to get me. Okay, because last check was for rent. This check's the fun check for AC.
Okay.
You get paid more
tomorrow's
often than
the
we
first.
Do?
Yeah, we're bi-weekly, dude. It's every other
week. Every 2 weeks.
You're not getting paid this Friday.
Yes, we do.
No, we it's don't. We got paid last Friday.
I didn't get paid this Friday. That's
last Friday, JC. So he's going to pay this Friday, yes.
I know. But but anyone who doesn't Blue Apron put the ice packs in your boxes?
Yep.
Yeah,
Save those and give them to me. I'll take whatever idea your brother did. I'll just drive ice packs on my body.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
But you don't even know how much it costs. Even know how much it costs. You haven't even looked into it.
No, I do. But I think the price, it's $600 to fix.
You got to get that fixed.
You
got to have it.
Yeah, there's a leak. It's the Freon.
Look, Kelly is listening. Hold on. Justin, we'll give you 30 seconds to talk to Kelly on why she should help you with your AC.
You got to. This is closing the deal.
All right.
She's there. You just got
to
close.
I wanted to take care of this myself. I wanted to be an adult.
There you go.
This is a sacrifice. I don't want people to pay for my stuff.
But
these are like the sacrifices that I make so I can live this life that I live.
But we all know you're not going
to.
It sucks just a little bit. I'm going to complain, but I'm going to get over it.
I've seen you take like $20 from Jenna just because you don't have any money.
$20 is $20, Kelly. That's like fast cash right there.
$600.
That's
I'm Justin's fast cash machine.
Is, yes,
I am.
Yes,
I'm
that's
done.
Like a quick ATM.
Yeah, I've given you.
But like $600 to fix the AC. That's a lot. That's too much.
Yeah.
But
if she were to buy it for you.
But if you were.
But if you were.
Yeah. I could do an installment plan.
Yeah. Let's
see, here we go.
We could do like $25 a month to fix the AC.
$25 a month for $600? It'll take like 8 years.
You got to.
First bank of raspberry over here.
Yeah. It is kind of hot, y'all.
Here we go.
It is so hot.
What are you thinking about as you're driving?
And then people are like, come over and they live like 45 minutes away in the heat.
Jenna.
None of my friends want to ride with me in my truck.
No.
Because
didn't you take
I don't
my
have
cousins
air
from,
conditioning.
Didn't you take my cousins from South Carolina out in your no AC truck?
They
yes.
hate it.
Yes, they had all their hair done and curled and so pretty.
Here we go.
They are ready to go to the bars, have a good time.
Here we go.
Oh, it was so bad.
I was a gentleman. I was like, I'll drive. We get in, we get on the highway, and then roll down the windows. I don't got AC, y'all.
I have it.
What?
Their I figured
hair.
It out.
What?
You get a job. You get a part-time job. At a car repair, and they'll
there
teach you how to do it, and you do it, and you'll get it for free.
How to fix my oh my God.
Or you have to do a part-time job bit.
You can
boom.
Do that.
There's always ways around it,
if
Justin.
You work at a, if you're a mechanic, right? Or you work at a shop. And,
or I could date a mechanic.
You could do that.
I could date one.
All right.
There's that.
Or
it's a smart girl dating move, though. You date the guys that you need services from.
All right, well, maybe Justin will find himself a job and learn how to do this. That'd be smart.
Like a YouTube video he could watch?
Of course there's YouTube videos we can watch
this is,
to no, learn this.
This is AC
and
in a car.
Big Al has always wanted to rebuild a car. This would be your way to bless Justin. Y'all figure out how to fix his AC.
No. I can change all. I'm not a car refixer.
You're
builder.
You're the one that you and Kid always had a dream to rebuild a car.
Yes,
rebuild
I did.
His AC.
No, let's let Justin. Justin
I'll figure it out.
He wants to be an adult.
Let's get it rolling.
You up here praying
enable.
Every morning, God, let me be a blessing to someone today. Bless us.
Yeah.
Why don't you bless Justin? Justin, you know what? With your skills.
I'm going to bless Justin with Kelly writing you a $600 check.
Don't enable him. He's going to figure it out on his own. He's a big
boy. I am. I'm a big man. But we can be two grown men and fix a car together, Big Al.
I take my car to the shop.
I'd be willing to learn with you.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, we can be grease monkeys?
Yeah, I want to learn. I want to learn car stuff.
All right.
Give your undercarriage a little how's your father.
That's right. That's exactly what you do. Yeah, we're still talking about the car.
The car.
This is strictly mechanical.
I don't think talking about the car.
I'm talking about the car.
Some lug nuts, some screws.
So many lug nuts.
Go some hammering.
Yeah.
Drilling.
No hammering.
No hammering in a car, please.
No hammer.
Thank you. All right, Bone Pick Monday.
Yeah.
Do you have a bone to pick with anybody from over the weekend? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KEEK-IT.
I have a bone to pick with those Humans Are Amazing videos.
Okay.
Because I'll watch all 5 minutes of them and then realize I'm not amazing.
You shouldn't watch those.
I don't.
Because you know you're amazing.
I know.
So your self-esteem this morning's at a 10.
Just shot down, Jenna. Thanks to those Humans Are Amazing videos. We want to hear your bone pick Monday. We'll take your calls next, Kid Nation.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom. Pick. Time for Bone Pick Monday.
All right.
Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I have another bone to pick.
Come on.
I have a couple bones. A lot of bones to pick.
Wow.
All right, man.
My wife and I took the kids to the lake because they have a little beach right there. And it's like going to the beach, basically. We had never seen that before. Okay. And our friend told us about it. So we went out there. And we bought two inflatables and two boogie boards at the store so the kids could play with some. Yeah. What happens when you get there? All the other kids want to play with those toys. That's fine. Except this one particular kid ended up popping my daughter's unicorn.
Oh.
Aww.
He came up to me and goes, "Hey, man, I think this broke." And I'm like, "Well, I see that you ripped it from the seams. Thank you, buddy." So I took it away. He goes, "Can I play with that donut now?" "Sure, you can play with it." 5 minutes later, he comes back and goes, "Hey, man, this popped." He's about 8 years old.
I'm like, man.
"How'd this pop?" And he goes, "I don't know, man. It just popped." I look over. Once again, it's ripped at the seam. So I'm like, "All right, buddy. Thanks." Then I see him playing with my son's boogie board. And I see all these little white dots on the water. I'm like, "Oh, where's these white dots coming over?" He comes up to me and he goes, "Hey, man, the boogie board broke." He ripped the bottom part off of it and all the white dots were coming out.
Terrorist.
Destructive kid.
So I finally looked at him. I'm like, "Dude, that's three of my things you've broken." He goes, "I didn't break it, man. I didn't break it. I don't know what happened. I don't know." So we go away. I see him playing with my daughter's boogie board. And I'm like, "No way. No way this guy goes 4 for 4 with my toys." He comes back. "Hey, man. Some little kid ripped a string." Yeah, that's.
"Hey, man. It's George. Little George."
Yeah, I think he's related to our boss, George. Because everything. "Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Some kid ripped a string off the boogie board. I don't know what happened. All four of my inflatables
Where
and boogie boards.
Parents?
She was right. Well, she had other kids she was watching too. He was like, he was on a solo mission.
No, he can't watch that one.
You were watching that one.
She was keeping an eye on him. But this little guy broke
if
all
I
four
see
of them.
A kid breaking four objects
four.
From someone else, I'd be over there.
Oh, man.
After one.
Yeah.
A little demolition expert.
Feel good now. I've got that off my chest.
Hey, that's what it's all about, man. You
know? Man, that's awful.
All four, Kelly. I'm like, who's this guy ripping
it everything
up?
It is awkward at the pool when you see other. I don't know why you get so territorial over your stuff. Like, someone's playing with my kid's stuff. I'm like, that's my kid's
stuff. That's my stuff. And my kids are way cooler about it than I am, you know? Like, I'm like, I bought those.
Well, you teach your kids to share.
Yeah.
So then but you don't want somebody else to tell the stuff that you have paid for so your kids can enjoy it. I get it.
Ashley, we all feel you on this one from the text. Ashley wrote us and said, "I have a bone to pick with 18-wheelers hauling gravel and have that sign that says, not responsible for damaged windshield, when clearly they are responsible for my broken windshield."
Yes. Crazy.
Yeah.
A sign doesn't make it right, people.
It's like you have a driveway just falling out the back of your truck.
Oh, my god!
Onto my windshield at a high speed.
Yeah. And you know they're coming up because you start getting hit about 3 miles away. And you're like, "Oh, there's one up there somewhere." It's like I'm playing Mario Kart.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey.
Welcome to Bone Pick Monday. What's yours?
Well, my bone pick is that tomorrow I will be finally divorced, but over the weekend while I was out of town, my husband decided to break into my house and fall through my ceiling.
He fell through your ceiling?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, man.
What was he doing?
I'm not really sure, but I think that he had some sort of guilt because he pulled the vacuum cleaner over and tried to vacuum up the insulation that was covering the floor, and then just left.
Yeah. With a big hole in your ceiling, he just left.
So you think he was trying to get something out of the attic?
I'm not 100% sure. The house was locked in, locked up, and I think that maybe he had figured out a way to get into the house.
Yeah.
Maybe. some things. I don't know. But
you seem very chill about
this. She is very chill. This is the kind of person you want to marry.
It's not like he just broke in. He fell through. Like, what was he going through?
I don't know.
I mean, I totally wasn't chill at first, but, you know, you got to laugh about it now.
How did you...
I'd be calling the cops.
Yeah, how did you find out it was him?
I did call the cops.
Okay. And
did they arrest him or anything?
Do that again, right?
It's marital property until Tuesday.
So he can break through the roof all he wants.
Oh, yeah. He could go fall through every ceiling, I guess.
I wonder what was going through his mind when he fell through the roof ceiling.
This is a stupid idea.
Look at me falling in love. Yeah. Okay. Man, sorry, Lindsay. Yeah. Hope you get that fixed.
Good luck on the divorce.
What does he want bad enough that he's willing to do that?
I don't know.
He's probably some nothing.
Us guys, we're not thinking clearly when we're going through things like this. Hi, Bri.
Guys, how are you?
Good. Doing great. You have a bone to pick with a member of the show?
I have a bone to pick with Big Al.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't take it on a Monday. Okay, let Al have it.
Right, what happened? Bri, what happened?
Okay, Big Al. I'm new to Dallas, Wakanda new. And so I heard Kelly talking about, Bumble this, Bumble that. So what do I do? I download Bumble, finally, and I'm just casually swiping, and who do I see? Big Al.
Big Al in the house?
Ooh, Big Al. Yeah. Let me swipe right on him, because he does.
All right, well, thank you.
I don't know if he just swiped left on me, or maybe he just hasn't been on there, and I'm kind of hurt and a little bit offended.
How dare you, Al?
Honestly? Al has not been on there.
I honestly haven't been.
I swear I have not been on it.
I would
one
be
time.
Guilty, but I made his account and I haven't gotten to swipe around very much because it's on his phone.
It's only during the week that we're swiping, so if it was over the weekend. Yes. We'll get to you,
Bri. Please don't be offended because I haven't been on there one time, I promise you. Yes. So it's not that I swiped left.
I haven't swiped left on anyone.
Well, I was a little hurt and I was like, almost everybody I swipe right on has matched me.
So hopefully we'll get this resolved for you, Bri.
I'm just playing hard to get.
Yeah, girl.
Why don't you just cut to the chase and ask her out now?
Go ahead, Al.
Yeah. Bri, could you text us the photo?
Why do you have to wait and be swiped? Al, if you were going to swipe right anyway.
I didn't say I was going to. I mean, I have a.
Go ahead, Al.
How did this turn into this?
Because, you know, we have a listener who's been offended, and what is your job? To make listeners happy.
That's our job.
Please come by and let me buy you a drink at my bar tonight.
I might do that.
All right.
I'll be the only girl there with locks, so you'll know who I am.
With what?
Dreadlocks.
With locks. Okay.
Dreadlocks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I may have the key to your locks.
Oh, man.
Well, that's a good line.
And just like that, he lost it.
So let's see if Bri actually shows up.
You gotta work on
tonight.
All your guys' clothes.
My clothes are great.
That was perfect.
First of all, you haven't exercised that clothes in a long time.
I close the deal with my wife all the time.
Okay. Well,
all the time.
She has to. She's married to you.
She doesn't have to. She can say no anytime she wants. Yeah. Oh, I bet you I got.
How do you close?
So much.
You're married. You don't really have to close.
Right.
I just look at him and be like, you ready?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey. Hey, you up?
You want some late night food?
You text her? You up?
Yeah. He just rolls
over. You're on the couch? Yeah, you up? You still up?
Hey.
Let's go back to the phones here.
All right, yes.
Let's
please.
Go with you, Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How you doing?
Wonderful.
Doing great. I hear you got a bone to pick, though.
Uh-oh.
All right, so my bone to pick, you were talking earlier about guys not thinking.
Yes.
Well, I'm an Uber driver, and so I had a drunk man get into my passenger seat. First of all, that is weirdness number one. And then two, he goes, are you interested? And I'm thinking to myself, oh, shit. Oh, didn't say that. I meant, darn.
Darn it.
And there
then I went to myself, and I said, oh, gosh. So I said, interested in what? He goes, male companionship. And I went, my goodness. Oh, and I'm like, unfortunately, I'm married. But gosh, if I wasn't, you know, totally would.
Let him down easy.
Yeah, if I wasn't, I totally would. Because you don't want to make that people that have been drinking a little upset.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel you on that. Be safe out there.
Yeah. It's got to be scary for girls, especially late at night when they're dealing with the drunkards.
Yeah. That reminds me of a bone I have to pick.
Oh, you got another one? Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, my wife and I went out this weekend.
Wow, you just had a grumpy weekend.
No, I'm not grumpy.
I got no bones.
No bones this weekend? I got
never.
You.
Never. I haven't had any bones lately.
We were leaving to go back home, and there was police officers outside the club where we're at.
Yeah.
And I opened the door to the person that came to pick us up.
Okay.
And the strongest smell of marijuana just drifted out of this car.
That's when you knew it was
your
ride.
Where's the bone come in?
Like, you can't be driving around hotboxing and then picking people up.
Now, that's probably
what?
Bad looking
this out. Only and happens to you. This happens to you a
ask
lot.
Ask my wife.
What?
We open, and it's one of those where, like, you don't want to be rude and be like, yo, get, like,
but
what do I do?
Is this a special car service
no.
I haven't heard about?
It's a regular, you call
Why
people,
does this
pick
happen
you up.
To you all the time?
I don't know. It happened once in L.A. It happened once in L.A., and it happened now this time. So two times
right.
It's happened to us.
I don't know.
And so we have to ride around, and she was...
See, and I would be like, excuse me, officer...
You would tell on her?
No. Of course.
I don't
shouldn't
see.
Be out driving around in that state. That's awful and exposing me to that secondhand nonsense.
But what if
Citizens
it wasn't her?
Arrest, officer, because I'm high.
Y'all all need to chill out.
I don't want you to be chilling while you're driving me home.
I know,
only
right?
One of this car in this car is going to be drunk. That's me.
Hey, right.
That so
there
crazy.
You go, Kelly.
Drive my drunk butt home.
It's like, is this really happening?
One
right
of
now?
Us needs to be in our right mind.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife was like, what's happening right now? Hey, Jade.
Hi.
Hey.
You have a bone to pick with your sister.
Yeah, well, every time I, like, she will be talking to my dad, and I'll just be, like, adding to the conversation, and she'll be like, stop, Jade. My biggest pet peeve is people aren't, like, interrupting in conversations. And then when I start talking to my dad, she's just, like, interrupts. And I'm just like, oh, I thought that was your biggest pet peeve. And I'm just like, really?
I know, because sometimes you're just contributing. You're trying to add flavor to the story. You're not totally hijacking it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell your sister to
that's sibling
chill
stuff.
Out there. Yeah, that's a sibling thing. I think that happens a lot. Especially with my kids.
Yeah, I hear siblings argue all the time like that. Like, you it's always like, interrupt me. You never let me finish.
Hey, Mandy.
Hi.
All right, what's your bone to pick?
Well, my bone to pick is, well, first, hi, Kelly from Myrtle Beach.
Hey.
Hi. So I went to Walmart this weekend, number one, first and foremost, bone picker.
The Myrtle Beach Walmart, yeah. I don't know if it still is.
The new one.
The busiest Walmart in the world.
The busiest in the world.
For real?
The world.
In the Myrtle Beach.
I think she was
going to
say the busiest in South Carolina, but she went with
Walmart.
A long time ago, there was the one Walmart. They said that was the busiest one in the country. I don't know if there's any outside. I'm serious.
But granted, one of them has to be the busiest.
Right.
And what's wrong with the Walmart?
Well, it's not necessarily the Walmart. It's the customers. Whenever they come out the door, I was nice enough to let... you know, somebody passed in front of my car because nobody would let them, you know, go to their car.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sashay instead of walk.
Mm.
And then they're fumbling through their wallet, talking on the phone, and then, like, stop in the middle of the car. And it's like, okay, I was nice enough to let you through. Now go.
I know. I get it.
Yeah, that's too slow. Walk a little faster when you're done shopping, people. You know?
Well,
have
you
a little urgency.
Pausing for you. You got to put a little pep in your step.
Yeah, like, come on.
Just
don't
a little
sashay.
Pep in your step.
Yeah,
come on.
In a car.
You can't sashay in Walmart.
Mandy's got places to go.
You know.
And things to buy.
Look like you got a purpose.
Please. Hi, Jessica.
Hey.
What happened to you?
I went out to eat with my fiance this weekend at a barbecue restaurant.
Yeah.
And it was Bowman's barbecue sandwich, get one free. So, you know, we were like, well, you get the more expensive one, and I'll just get the cheap one, and then we'll get a side of fries. And then they brought us our bill, and they said, oh, you can't get that for free because you got a side of fries.
What?
You can't get it because you got a set of fries.
And we got drinks and everything. And I was like, well, we ordered it separate and asked you that for a reason. And then you still charged us for the full price. It ended up being like $30-something instead of like
$15.
Oh, you just made Kelly Raspberry mad.
The manager on
I know.
That one.
Just a side of fries. Make it, just make them pay for the fries.
You guys got some extra. You spent more money there. By getting the fries.
Oh
yeah,
see,
you don't do that.
Heads would roll.
They did you wrong, Jessica. Oh, hold on.
Uh-oh.
Daniel came in late with a
good
with a bone pick here.
Right.
Daniel, what happened?
Hey, now, I just have a little bone to pick about the myth with the whole secondhand smoke deal that Kelly announced.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's totally a myth there. You can't even get secondhand smoke.
That's a myth?
Yes, ma'am, it's a myth.
Well, I don't think Kelly was debating secondhand smoke. She was just saying she wants her driver to be in the right frame of mind when they pick her
no,
up.
No, I don't want to be exposed to that secondhand
well,
smoke.
Well, that too.
Because
okay.
I have seen like where they show the moms get in trouble, the drug heads blowing smoke in their baby's faces. They get in trouble for that.
the drug heads?
Yes. You can't tell me that it doesn't affect you.
I think we have a drug head on the phone right now. Hello, drug head. Hey. Hey, dude. Hey.
We'll have some drug head call up here and tell me that there ain't no effect on secondhand smoke. Drug head.
No effects, Doug.
Tell
dude,
me.
You're high in the morning?
What? It's the morning?
Yes, it's the morning.
Dude, I gotta go to work.
Okay,
you
bye.
You don't work.
See you, bud.
That's a drug head.
Drug head.
We're number one amongst drug heads.
Oh, wow. Looks proud.
You know what we didn't get to is the bone pick you have, Big Al.
Yeah. Because
this is a long one?
It's not a long one, but I'll get into it. It's
the
something
slow
having
bone
to
pick.
Do with one of my guys, and I need you guys' help. Maybe. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm the wrong one.
Oh.
But it is a bone that I have to pick, and I will do it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have a bonus bone pick Monday for Big Al Mack here.
Bonus bone.
Do you want the song, Al?
Sure.
I know.
Nothing wrong with a little bone thug.
There you go, buddy.
Thank you. Pick.
Pick.
There you go. So what happened, Al?
So this guy came to work for me the other day. I gave him a job, and I told him up front he would be working. I'd have to start him out at the bottom, and he could work his way up, right? So it was just very...
Like P. Diddy did.
Yes.
What kind of services? Everything you need?
Cleaning up, watering the plants, cleaning the patio, just stuff. But it's a job.
Okay.
And so I started out at like $9 an hour. I said, if you do a good job, I will give you a raise. I'll give you more hours, blah, blah, blah.
At Big Al Enterprises.
Yeah. He kicked butt, y'all. I mean, he was on time. He's doing everything I asked him to do and more. So I did. After a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, I gave him a raise. And more responsibility and a few more hours, right?
Right.
So he asked me if I'd write a letter for his parole officer saying that he had a job. And I said, sure, I will. And it just says he has a job and he's working, blah, blah, blah. So all good. So
parole meaning he served a little time.
Or maybe
and he got out on good behavior.
It might have been probation. I'm not sure. Probation, parole,
you're
whatever
not
it was.
Sure, but
well,
you
they're,
hired
they're
him.
Completely different.
Yeah. Well, I wrote a letter for the courts.
Okay.
Al doesn't like to ask a lot of questions of his employees.
Yeah.
He just cares if they show up.
Yeah.
Please. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Do your job.
Show up, do your job.
What you do on your own time, felonies and stuff, I don't care.
One day, the brother, whatever it was he's trying to do right now. So one day he needed a ride home. I got him an Uber because I felt bad for him because his girlfriend, whoever had the car. And then one day he needed, he said, hey man, my girl won't let me in the house. I'm like, what happened? He's, she's mad at me for working, ironically, for working so much. So, at least that's what he told me. So she wouldn't let me in the house. I said, do you have a place to stay? No. So I got him a hotel for 3 days. I said,
that's nice.
Let's at least, you know, somewhere. It wasn't real far. I mean, he had to ride a bus, but just wanted to get to work and have a place to stay.
Okay.
You know, and I gave him $100 to get a toothbrush and deodorant.
That's an expensive toothbrush and deodorant.
Well, I bet he has one of those vibrating ones.
Oh, yeah, those are expensive, Jen. Yeah.
So anyway, he continues to do a great job. Everybody's loving the guy. You know, he's doing a great job.
Yeah.
So then, like, over the weekend, he goes, hey, man, I might be a little late Monday. I'm like, okay, what's going on? Well, I have to take a blood test for this job I'm applying for. I'm like, what are you talking about?
You were just a stepping stone to something bigger and better, Al.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, no, it's third shift, you know, because I'll get off at whatever time, and then I can come here straight from there. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I was just... What did I just do? I mean, you know, that's my bone to pick. Like, I'm really...
You're mad at him for looking for something else?
Well, I'm not... And here's the thing. I want a brother to better yourself. And,
uh-huh.
and I want you to want more. I really do.
Right.
Okay.
And but at the same time, I was trying... It's hard to compete with a big company when you're a little company because you don't have the benefits, and that's generally why somebody would go to work.
Well, the big company doesn't put you up in a hotel for 3 days and give you spending money for toothpaste either.
Right, and that's my point, Kelly. That's my point.
But my point is you didn't need to do that.
No.
I know.
And what's the ceiling for him at your company?
Who knows? The ceiling is the roof.
All right, Michael Jordan.
I mean, you know, he was on his well on his way after a very short period.
How far could he really go within the company?
It'd go a long way, Kelly.
Tell me, what's the highest position besides you, owner?
What if I open another location? Well, I have a pizza trailer. Uh-huh. You can work on that. You can be in charge of, you know, I'm just saying, there's other things you can do. There is growth. It's a small company, but there is growth. I have like 25, 30 employees.
Isn't this the environment you live in, working in the service industry, that people are constantly chefs? Yeah. I hear that all the time, that the cooks and the chefs, like, people will just
it's
up and leave for something that pays a couple dollars more.
Yeah, yeah. All the time. It happens all the time. But it's just frustrating, you know, because you're like, you're trying to get a good employee. You search and search and search for a good employee.
And he does that.
And you take a risk with him.
And then you try and do a little extra, and then I don't know. That's my bone to pick.
You can't be mad at him, though.
I really can't, to be honest with you.
To keep him, you just have to buy him a house. If you want to keep a good employee.
Who blood tests for jobs these days?
A lot of people.
Drug tests.
Drug test.
Blood, though?
Blood?
Yeah, I don't know about the drug. Usually you just do the pee test.
Pee or
pee
hair.
Test. Maybe it's a pee test. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not mad. I'm just a little disappointed.
So what are you going to do about it?
Not that I can do at this point. I mean, you know, the show must go on.
Spot him another 100 till payday. That's what he's going to do.
Take him to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Here's some new shoes to wear. Your new job. So this one time, I had this guy, and I did give him new shoes because he was working so hard. And he was working. I bought him a pair of Nikes. And then I saw his picture at 7-Eleven. He was wanted for stealing something out of 7-Eleven. Not the same guy, obviously. But Then there's the guy that I got the scooter.
Did you turn him in, though, when you saw his picture at the 7-Eleven?
No, he didn't work for me anymore. We couldn't find him.
Oh, okay.
I looked for him.
You did?
Yeah, I was going to turn him in.
You were going to turn him
in? Huh? Yeah. Oh, man, those are my neighbors.
And he's stealing from them?
Yeah.
Probably while he was getting off work from you?
Right. Anyway, I'm sorry. Frustrations.
Those are your bones to pick up?
Yeah, that's it.
Do you like sit outside?
I have a bone to pick with a man trying to better himself.
Yeah, but it's like he sits outside of the jail and waits on people to get out and then offers them drugs.
No. But here's the thing, Jenna. Like, people that are... People that have paid their dues or whatever, a lot of places won't hire them, unfortunately. So they go to the smaller companies because, you know, heck, we will a lot of times. So... You know, you can't get a job at a Fortune 500 if you have some type of thing on your record.
Yeah.
Have you had one that stayed around for a long time and been a great employee?
Yes.
That you've given a chance to?
Yes, I have.
Because I've only heard the bad stories.
The bad ones are the ones that I talk about.
That's the one that got high at work.
Yeah. But yeah. I have. I've had some guys that I've given a chance to, and they've not let me down. I won't call them names, but they've been really, really good, solid employees that still work
for
me.
You can't give them a shout out?
No,
he doesn't want them to get taken away.
Somebody will hire them out.
So if I go to your bar, what are the odds that a convicted murderer is serving me my drink? That has served his time.
This is great new branding.
I don't think there's a convicted. I don't have a convicted murderer.
How about
Big Al's balls served by murderers?
Aggravated theft, like with somebody that's serving me my drink has robbed somebody with a gun.
I don't think I'll have that.
What about
you don't
assault?
Think.
I don't think I have that.
What about assault?
I don't know.
Assault there. Yeah.
You need to know.
I know what they've told me.
What they've told you?
Yeah.
You don't do background checks.
I'll ask.
Don't do background checks.
Sometimes.
You could have assault. You could have assault bay. Instead of salt bay, you could have the guy that was in trouble for assault.
But I really thank you for giving people second chances, but you still should do a little background check.
But it's a little.
Yeah, I probably should. Yeah.
Maybe then, like every now and then you do
Yeah.
it. Not like a full staff.
Yeah.
Right.
And this was one girl I asked to work the beer. I didn't hire her. I said, hey, can you work the beer tub for me Saturday night? She goes, oh, I can't. I got in a little trouble and I have to be at home by 9:00. Hot girl, too.
How many ankle monitors are on your employee?
I don't know, Kelly. I mean, Kelly, Jenna. I try to just wear long pants so I can't see.
We're getting so many text messages saying, dang, I wish Big Al was my boss.
It's good and bad. It is.
It is, man.
I mean, you have a good heart.
I mean, you got to give a person another chance. If you don't, they're going to end up back in the same situation they were in the first place. You know, you got to give them a
hold
chance
on.
Like that.
And isn't one of your bars across the street from a prison?
Yes. One in Sigaville, it is across.
Right down the street.
So right out, you can get.
Yeah. It's literally
across get a job right away
from the pen.
Yeah.
All right. That's my bone pick. Thank y'all for
sorry you have to pick that bone.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll do better.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to bring you some love letters to Kelly coming up next. And this one deals with being in love, but what if you find somebody else that's out there?
What?
What if I find another soulmate? Well, I'm already with my soulmate.
My soulmate right now.
Yeah, what's going on here? We'll get to that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're about 30 minutes away from hearing that interview with Khalid.
Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give.
Justin got to sit down with him.
Nice.
Who, Justin himself is broke, so maybe he brought that up with Khalid. You'll hear that 30 minutes away from that. And the Showbiz Top 5 in about 20 minutes with Kelly Raspberry. Hot stories being worked on right now as we speak.
So hot. They're smoking.
Hot. So hot, Kelly. After the weekend. Big Al Mack,
yo.
From the text.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for second chances, Big Al. I work with severely mentally ill clients as a vocational coordinator, and they may have made mistakes in the past due to psychosis, but better now and deserve a job.
Yeah.
You're one of those people that lets people have that second opportunity. Big Al, another text. I'm a restaurant manager. It's so hard to hire employees that haven't been to jail or in some kind of trouble.
I'm telling you, man.
Welcome to the restaurant industry.
You know what? Thank you for sending that. At least I feel like now I'm not alone.
Everyone goes.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And you know what we do? We often talk about we need those second chances. These people maybe have made one mistake.
Oh, absolutely.
And
bro.
You're the stepping stone to giving them that life that they need.
Some of them one mistakes are big ones.
Yeah,
true.
You got to consider how big that one mistake is.
That's why we have background checks.
That's right. But not Big Al.
Not Big Al.
You just take your word for it.
It's all good. It's just a little mistake. We'll take it for you. Speaking of making mistakes, we make them all the time in love life.
We do.
Whether it be with boyfriends or girlfriends, parents. That's why we write love letters to Kelly, and we have some special ones for you this morning.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been together for 7 years. I'm just 24. He's 25. We've talked about marriage and a family for a long time now. But about 2 years ago, I was hospitalized and later on found out I have an infertility issue. Oh. Before I was diagnosed, I'd always told my boyfriend I wanted marriage before a child. We moved in together after 2 years of dating, and my parents were always so hard on me about waiting for everything until after marriage. So back to my problem, my doctors told me I need to start infertility treatments. The longer I wait, it's going to be harder to have a child. So now my boyfriend wants to go ahead and try and have a child. And I told him I still want to get married first. Yeah, I brought it up numerous times, but it always ends the same. He says that's not the reason that he hasn't asked and he just needs more time. I'm confused. I feel like a baby is a much larger commitment.
Yes.
But he says he's ready to be a father and that we need to start.
I'm ready to be a father, but not a husband. That's like a whoa, wave
some
flags.
Come on, dude.
Yeah.
No. If he's not ready, why would you want a man that's not ready to commit to marriage, but he's ready to commit to fatherhood? That makes zero sense in my head.
Right.
So I know you've been together forever with him, but you got to make some hard decisions, some hard grown-up decisions.
Yeah.
That if she thinks he's just waiting to see if she can give him a child before he proposes.
Oh, that's awful. Better for worse, richer for poorer, sickness and in health.
Yeah.
Those are some big grown-up vows that he's waiting to see. No. Then that's not the one. That's not a mature enough man.
That's awful.
Yeah, I try to have a man's back, but
that's
a tough one right there.
That's not good. That doesn't sound good to me.
Waiting to see if she can give him a child. Look, even if she can't, there's treatments you guys could try as a married couple. There's
adoption.
There's ways around it.
That's right.
You don't have to make her feel like she's broken.
No, that's not right. A woman, believe me, she's beating herself up enough for that.
Yeah.
So bail out then?
I wouldn't give in to that and say, okay, well, let's try to make a baby first and then think about getting married. No, you stick to that because that's important to you. And if he cannot provide that for you, time is ticking in your, you know, situation. For other women, they wait to their mid-30s before they start trying and they realize how loud that clock is ticking.
And it's showing you
but
what
you've
kind of
already got doctors telling you that you need to start trying sooner. So, you know, if he's not able to give you everything you want, then that's not the relationship for you. He's your high school boyfriend, apparently. And, you know, you're growing maybe apart at this point in your life.
And it happens.
It happens.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for almost 5 years now. I've wanted to get married since year one, and He is 27. I'm 30 years old. You want to know ages sometimes?
Yeah, I do, always.
Recently, I went on a girl's trip to the beach.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I met this incredible guy. We instantly connected, and he was very open about his feelings towards me. I stayed completely faithful and told this new beau all about my boyfriend. All
right.
Towards the end of the trip, we all became friends on Facebook. Oh, boy. And that was the end. Now that I'm back home, I've never questioned my relationship more. I can't stop thinking about that weekend and wondering if there's something I'm missing out there. I truly love my boyfriend, liar. And it's not necessarily thinking of this beach guy, but the general idea of being with somebody else. Does this mean I'm unfaithful or we're just not meant to be? Is it normal to question things after being so flattered by a stranger? Could this mean I'm not really ready to be married?
There's a lot of things going on here. You're acting ridiculous right now.
How old is she again?
Silly, 30.
Well, yeah, they're 30 and 27.
You had a hot guy hit on you for one weekend and made you feel good about yourself. When you go back to the guy that's, you know, treating you the same, you're used to him now. It's just you're just having a moment of immaturity and silliness.
Yeah. When she says I stayed completely faithful, even though she was having romantic
talk. Fire. Yeah, you were cheating emotionally. Yeah. I mean, you're flirting and stuff and you're giving... Even though you told him that you have a boyfriend and all that stuff, you were messing with fire, and luckily you didn't get burned.
Yeah.
But you need to, why are you Facebook friends with somebody?
Especially if you had feelings for him.
He has moved on. He has so far forgotten you and your little 30-year-old behind. He is done. It was a summer fling, a weekend fling.
I wonder the girls that go on vacation find a hot little Spanish bartender somewhere.
Yeah.
And they go back home and they're thinking about Juan.
Girls with a boyfriend?
Yeah. Oh, I got to go back to the beach and get with Juan. You know, I don't
know. Put that same enthusiasm and energy into the relationship you've got.
Meanwhile, Juan is hitting on the next girl from the next city that's coming in to the resort.
Also, save Big Al saying, I got to go back to the beach and get with Juan.
I'm not saying you should chuck your relationship, but get that nonsense. That was a fantasy weekend. Get it out of your head and concentrate on what you have. If you can't get past these feelings for the guy on the beach, maybe you're not mature enough.
Go back to one.
To be going into, there's not even a proposal.
No.
He hasn't proposed or anything.
Together 5 years only.
She would just found. Oh man, I know that happens all the time.
I'm sure.
You need to deactivate your Facebook accounts. What you need to do?
You just need to polish what you have at home, right? Yeah. It's 5 years. It just has some dust on it,
right? Put the energy into your home.
Yeah.
And of course, this guy down there is giving you game and saying he feels some way about you. He's down at the beach.
There's no responsibility.
Yeah.
He's I get to mess around with this girl and go back to my real life, which probably includes the girl back home too. Just being ridiculous.
We named him Juan. Is that his
name? Juan. Okay, yes,
Juan.
His name is Juan.
Juan.
There you go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I'm 24. I was married at 21 to a guy I'd been dating for 3 years. But after 1 month of marriage, he cheated. I left and we were divorced shortly after. Our marriage, our marriage was shorter than Kim Kardashian's. Yeah, I know. Now I have a new guy 5 months in and I can't help but feel I'm repeating old habits. When I met my ex, he had bad credit, no money, no sense of direction. Even though I can tell me and
y'all
the new...
Y'all in high school,
yeah. I mean, come on.
No credit.
Give him a minute.
None of us have that in high school.
Oh, my gosh.
Even though I can tell me and the new boo on a deeper love than I was ever
boo?
In with my ex, my
you
new...
You in a deep love with boo?
My new boo also is struggling at this point in life. I love him. I know I do, but I really wanted to find a guy who had his life more together than he does, so I don't have to help build up another guy by motivation and nagging.
Oh, man.
Oh, my motivation and nagging. What a nightmare.
Should I stay patient again and wait until he gets his stuff together?
Oh, gosh.
Or should I leave him and wait until somebody...
How many months have you been dating?
My new boo, let's see, 5 months in.
Oh, girl.
That's from Renee.
Renee, come on. Slow your roll a little bit.
Come on.
Just let you roll a little bit. How old is this guy?
Her new boo?
In your early 20s and stuff, you're kind of figuring it out. Yeah. JC was living in his truck at that point.
I was that guy. My wife could have written that letter if she wanted to back then, but no, she built me up. She stayed with me.
She motivated and nagged you?
No, she did. Well, she did a little nagging, but sometimes we need a little nagging.
She whipped you into shape.
Yeah.
After 5 months, it's not that big of a thing. You don't have to be that deep into it in 5 months. You could just be dating. Yeah, you went so... You think she'd be so badly burned from the first experience, she'd be way more cautious and slow moving.
Right. What it shows is that she likes this type. She likes to be in that position.
Yeah, she wants to save somebody and you got burned. Yeah. Just date. Just date.
Just date. That's key right there.
Just
that's great
somebody.
Advice.
Date somebody. Date somebody else. Why don't you get on Bumble and swipe around a little bit?
Yeah, you might find Big Al on there.
You never know.
Yeah. That's great advice. Just date.
Just date.
Al, that I'm going to add, what's advice. Your credit score? I'm going to add that to your Bumble profile.
I think I made it up to the fives.
Dang! Yeah, that's really good, bro!
That's the 400.
500?
Yeah, man.
What's it feel like?
Man, if I was a Major League Baseball player hitting 500, yeah. I would be in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
So, what's the deal?
That's pretty good.
I'm saying.
That's dang, Al. Your goals.
Yeah.
You're my credit idol right now.
Your goals, Al.
Yeah. That's what you are. That's Love Letters Kelly right there. We got another edition for you on Wednesday. Go to KidNation.com. Write us. We read them on air and hopefully solve them for you right there. And also listen to the Kelly podcast. No, it's an actual show on the weekends with Matthew Hussey.
Right.
Yeah, Love Letters with Kelly and Matthew is on the weekends. The podcast
it's
is the Sandwiches and Love. And I am... I'm working
hustle.
Hard.
You are. You're like...
I ain't getting paid for none of that extra
like,
stuff, but I'm working hard.
Three different places.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Later on, you will.
Hopefully. I hope so.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to write me a check.
Side hustle strong on Kelly.
Side
right
hustle strong, but it ain't profitable.
Right?
Yeah. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome to another B-Dubs Music Hangout.
Yeah, man.
Today we're featuring...
Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke.
Khalid.
We still got love to give while
now,
we're young, dumb.
Caroline Craddock introduced us to Khalid months ago when he dropped that Location.
Yeah.
That jam.
Send me it.
And he's 19 years old. I mean, I know he sounds older. He carries himself older, but he's 19.
19.
And he's a fun guy. He's the guy that... If he sees you playing his song outside of a venue or on the street, he will join you and sing with you. There's been a couple of those videos. He's a super cool guy.
Yeah.
He's been touring around. And Justin, you got the opportunity to interview him.
I did. Very lucky, too. I'm very honored to be asked to interview him.
How'd you feel about the interview?
Okay. So the interview was good. Good till the very ending because I got a little nervous. And I messed things up and I got confused in my head. But me and him, we're chilling.
You're vibing.
Each other like BFFs. So...
Okay.
All right. Let's take a listen to Justin hanging out with Khalid.
Hey, what's up? It's part-time Justin from the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and I'm here with Khalid. What's up?
What's up?
Congratulations.
Guys.
You sold out the venue?
I know.
That's
so
amazing.
Exciting. Thank you.
How long did it take for it to sell out?
Less than a day.
Oh, my gosh. And you've got fans waiting outside the line in this 100-degree heat already.
I know. It's very exciting. I mean, I'm just honored that so many kids or even adults, people of all ages came out. We're going to have such a good time. It's going to be so much fun, and I'm pretty much going to give it my all tonight.
Actually, me and you've got something in common.
Ooh.
You moved around a lot whenever you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. I went to 3 different high schools, 2 different
no
middle
way.
Schools.
Oh.
And the struggle was real because making new friends, trying to figure out where you belong, staying away from the bullies.
Yeah.
What's one of the biggest lessons you've learned just moving around?
For me, it was definitely self-love because at the end of the day, wherever I moved, I was my first friend. So I had to be super supportive of myself, whatever decision I made. I couldn't fall into peer pressure because a lot of the friends that I did have because I moved so much were very temporary. So as long as I had me, and I mean, me moving to El Paso even my senior year, which was very rough. I mean, gave me the strength and courage to even chase for the career that I have right now.
And El Paso is where you released your first song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. El Paso is where I actually wrote my first song, finished my first song.
Saved,
yeah. And released it on SoundCloud, kept going, wrote songs like Coaster, wrote Location, which is still going crazy right now over a year, later.
Now, what is that like whenever you see your success blow up in high school?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're watching you grow.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them really started to believe in me.
Yeah.
Because, I told everyone, even though there were a lot of, negativity, I told all of them, I was like, you know what? A year from now, this is where I'm going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And my teachers started believing me. They started supporting me. And the moment that I graduated, I moved out to L.A. and then I finished making the American Teen album.
Yeah. And you were also prom king in high school.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was prom king. It was great. It was kind of weird because I wasn't your typical high schooler. I wasn't a jock. I wasn't into football. I wasn't into basketball or sports or anything like that. I was just an art kid. Weird art kid with, weird hair and one prom king. And, I had a really good time.
But high school's never easy. Did you have any haters throughout your success?
Oh, yeah. All the time. I mean, when I first moved to El Paso, I wrote this play song with one of my best friends, and the most popular kid in school, he ran around and he told everyone that the song sucked.
Ooh.
He tried to bring me down.
Dream crusher.
Yeah, but instead of crushing my dreams, he actually inspired me. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let anyone tell me what I can or can't do. So I pushed forward and I wrote Saved.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then what was he like whenever he saw your success blow up?
Actually, so I had ran into him a little under a year.
Yeah.
And he was at IHOP at his senior sunrise, you know, because he was a grade under me.
Yeah.
So he's at his senior sunrise, and he didn't have a ride home. And so I just purchased, you know, a new vehicle after,
Okay.
And I offered him a ride home. And
what?
Yeah, dropped my top of my car, my convertible.
Oh, okay. And what brand?
BMW.
Oh, shoot. You know? Okay.
And took him home. I actually played him some of my album before it came out. Played him songs like Shot Down American Team.
Look at you. You befriended him. Well, not an enemy,
he's not my friend.
Oh, okay.
No. But, I mean, I did it to let him know, you know, because I felt like those songs were just so strong. And I was like, I really want you to hear what you're going to be having to hear for, you know, the rest of your life in El Paso, Texas.
Oh, there you go. Well, look at that. And I bet your mom's so proud of you, too, Miss Linda Wolf.
Oh, yeah. She's super excited. Luckily, I mean, she retired the military, and so she's coming out to my show in Atlanta.
Okay.
And I'm going to spend a lot of time with her. If it wasn't for her, I definitely wouldn't have my talent.
She was part of music as well, right? Mm-hmm. And she's one of your biggest inspirations?
Yeah, she's one of my biggest inspirations. She actually sang in the Army. She was in a girl group when she was growing up, when she was around my age.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she can sing Circles Around Me.
Hey, okay. Yeah. Are you going to feature her on the album, a new album?
Probs not.
Or
we'll
does
see,
she,
maybe.
Or does she play like a Cookie Lyons type of role where she tells you where the hook is and if it sounds good?
Honestly, my mom actually helped me when I wrote Locations.
Shut up. That's probably why it's a banger right there. Yeah.
Definitely. Shout out to moms.
Well, I got to say, Young, Dumb, and Broke is a bop. It's one of my favorite. It explains my life.
Like, thank you so much.
Anytime I listen to it, I remember to the time I backed out. I was late for work I backed out in my car and I scraped the side of a car.
No,
just saw it, and then the bumper just dropped onto the street, and I look and I'm like, I'm late to work. I have no time to leave a note, and I cannot afford to fix it.
Yeah.
That's whenever I was like, this is me being young, dumb, and broke. When's the last time you ever felt young, dumb, and broke?
All the time, honestly.
Yeah?
Not the broke part.
Oh, okay. With the convertible BMW.
Right.
Okay. Also, congratulations on being nominated for your VMA. Yes, Best New Artist.
Yeah, I'm super excited. It's my first VMAs, so I mean, I'm going to dress real nice, going to sauce up a little bit.
You already know what you're going to wear?
No.
No, okay. Are you shouting out any designers?
Hey, whoever wants to, you know, come through and let me wear a fit.
No, Gucci, Tom Ford.
I might pull up in Gucci. Who knows?
Hey!
Nah, I'm just so excited.
With the flip-flops. Gucci flip-flops.
The flip-flops. Yeah, show the open toe.
Oh, okay. Oh, open toe, not the socks, because the socks and slides are so in.
Yeah,
okay.
Open toe.
Oh, okay. So you're so excited for that. And Katy Perry's nominating.
Oh, no.
And not as a hosting.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, she's hosting. And Kendrick Lamar's opening. Is that correct?
Yeah. Kendrick is so fire. I mean, he said they're both super crazy creative people. And also other than Kendrick, me and Katy also share, you know, an album feature of like the Calvin Harris album, so it's super awesome as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. That's new information. What's the song called?
My song is Rolling. Okay. My song is Feels.
Hey, that's nice. Awesome.
We have a bond.
There you go. Look at that. Give her a shout out too.
Right.
This is not your first award show because you were at the BET Awards, correct?
I was at the BET Awards,
and you were compared to DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
Because how often does DJ Khaled and Khalid's name get confused?
All the time, still. But he's super nice. He's such an awesome dude, and, you know, he's killing it right now. He's having a crazy good year, so hopefully I get to have the same way.
Do you joke about it with the name, too, where people are like, hey, what's up, DJ Khalid? How's the baby?
I actually correct people.
Oh, okay, you correct them. Okay.
I actually, you know, a couple of people will come out and see me in public, and they'll mispronounce my name, and I just let them know. I'm like, oh, it's Khalid, and then we just move forward.
Okay, got it. What was it like when Leslie Jones slapped your butt to, like, get off cam?
It was funny.
Good, yeah.
I was, you know, I mean, it was shocking. But
yeah, you didn't expect her to, like, tap on
it. She slapped it harder than I expected.
Okay, put a little pep in your step all the way to your seat.
But it was super funny. I mean, the BET Awards were so much fun. It was my first award show.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a really good time, and I mean, the acts were just so crazy good. I mean, I can't wait till next year.
Well, all right. Well, thank you so much, Khalid, for all your time. And I voted for you online.
All right.
Yes,
thanks.
For Best New Artist.
Thank you.
Love
so
your
much.
Music. All right. Well, this is Part-Time Justin.
Awesome. This is Khalid.
All right. Thank you for listening.
All right.
Well done, Justin.
So that wasn't that bad.
I'm going to give that an A.
You're just chatty.
That was great.
Yeah, I was very chatty.
It was great, though.
Yeah. I thought that was fantastic,
was
man.
Yeah.
I love the message he had that goes out to the kids, too, when you're in high school.
Yeah. Oh,
just
yeah.
Use your haters for motivation. Don't listen to what others have to say. You could still be successful. What a good dude.
That was great. I love that.
Thank you.
He's awesome.
That was not the original ending to the interview, right, Justin?
And no, it wasn't.
Oh. No.
Oh. We got confused now because he's got an album that he's promoting.
Yeah.
Okay. And I got confused because we're talking about Katy Perry. You know, she has a song, Teenage Dream.
Uh-huh.
And then we're talking about The American Dream. And then he's got an album called American Teen. And so at the end,
I can see where you could get
he was kicking himself in the butt, and I was like, no, that's a great interview. This is where Justin thinks it went wrong.
Love your music. American Dream. Everyone go get it. All right. Well, this is Part-Time Justin.
Awesome. This is Khalid.
All right. Thank you for listening. American Dream.
He didn't even correct me.
He didn't correct me. I think the interview was so good. But he's promoting the album. That's the title. American Teen. Go get the album, American Dream. So wrong.
It's okay, Justin. He didn't correct you.
Justin?
And he says,
you won't do it again.
No, hopefully, maybe not.
And
I don't know.
He didn't even punish you.
He did it.
No.
That's great.
Why do you keep talking?
It made me like him a lot more listening to your interview, and that's what our interviews are supposed to do.
Thank you.
Get us to like those artists. Exactly. Well done. If you want to check it out, the interview with Khalid and Part-Time Justin, we'll put it up at KidNation.com.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.